In nearly all cases with modern health systems, you're waiting months for appointments only to spend a mere 10 minutes with a doctor who quickly hands out a generic diagnosis that is likely rooted in a total misunderstanding of health and causes, and then you're offered a one-size-fits-all medication or invasive treatments with unpleasant side effects. If this sounds all too familiar, consider a different approach with the New Biology Clinic, founded by Dr. Tom Cowan, a respected natural health doctor, author, and speaker. Dr. Cowan's holistic perspective on health and wellness and a deep understanding of the true nature of health and disease sets this clinic apart. With the New Biology Clinic, it's not about quick fixes and suppressing symptoms. The practitioners take time to understand your unique story, recognizing that health is unique to the individual and that illnesses have a variety of causes, physically and metaphysically. Members of the New Biology Clinic enjoy a flat monthly fee that includes a range of valuable services like health consults as needed, practitioner-led live streams on diverse health topics, access to a members-only resource library, and multiple live group sessions every month. These sessions cover fitness, breathing integration, biofield tuning, guided meditation, EFT tapping, and much more. Unlike traditional healthcare systems that thrive on frequent visits, prescriptions, treatments, and suppressing symptoms, the New Biology Clinic's motivation is to make you healthy and keep you that way. Visit newbiologyclinic.com to learn more and use code THEWAYFORWARD for $50 off your account activation. If you're a member of The Way Forward, email hello@thewayforward.com to receive $150 off your account activation. Your journey to genuine healing begins here. All right, Jim and Jim, both Jims, thank you for being here. Had to rearrange the setup, but we had to, especially as I started talking to this Jim before we were recording. Actually, let's do this so the audience doesn't get confused. If you could introduce yourself on for those that are on audio, okay. Especially.
Okay, so I'm JG, okay.
JG, okay. And then
I'm Jim Law.
Jim Law. Okay. What a cool name. You're setting the law down on electromagnetic and metaphysical health. So, I was talking with JG before recording and you had encouraged me like, hey, let's try to figure out how to do this setup where all three of us can be in here at the same time. And I was like, I want to try to, and I figured this is my last one in this studio. I'm moving studio, so why not just rearrange the whole place? I have to do it anyway. So, and after talking with JG just briefly before we clicked record, I was like, okay, 100% absolutely have to have him on the show too. So
your audience will thank us later.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. It would have been a horrible decision not to include him. So gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. And I want to give a shout out to Cody. I believe his last name's Packer.
Saito.
Okay. Sorry. Cody Saito, who, actually introduced me to Biocharger. He sent me an email and maybe a message on Instagram and said, hey, I have this incredible, device for you. And I got to say, I was talking to you before, Jim, that I am super skeptical of devices. I've interviewed a few people who have devices. I have the Browns gas machine. I do love that. And I've interviewed some other people who have devices and, you know, I noticed some minor benefits, but I tend to be a natural health maximalist where I very rarely use supplements. I just put my bare feet on the earth. I move my body. I feel my emotions. I eat very clean. And that tends to be my approach to health. With that being said, because we're living in, an increasingly modernized era, especially immersed in several overlapping fields of non-native that are non-harmonious to the human body. And because in many cases our soil is depleted of nutrients and microbial life and our food, even if it's organic, is oftentimes depleted. I recognize that there are some positive aspects to some of these devices and supplements and things like this, but even still, I tend to try to be a natural health maximalist. But With that being said, and this is a huge, but with the huge asterisks in bold, when I was sent the biocharger and the first time that I assembled it and flipped it on, instantaneously, I was like, oh my God, what is this thing? Because I felt it immediately. And the program I ran, because this was before I, or sorry, the recipe that I ran, because this is before I learned about all the different recipes and that you have what, like 1400 recipes or something like that now.
And growing.
And growing, which is just amazing. I think I chose Flex Strong, and I was standing there with my friend Michelle and also my wife Kylie, and both Michelle and I standing by it the entire time inside the field. And of course we use the little fluorescent light to know that we're in the field. I was sweating a little bit. She started sweating pretty profusely. And then I don't know if this was the intended effect of Flex Strong or maybe I was just making it up in my mind, but I noticed like my vascularity went up a little bit and I was like, damn, I need to go do a workout right now. And so at that moment I was sold. I was like, this thing is legit. And then what's been incredible too is your team is just so easy to work with and they do such a good job. I can tell you guys have really done a good job setting the culture, and they're willing to talk with you about the different recipes tailored specifically to your needs, the do's and don'ts with the machine, because it is a very powerful device for better, for worse, for those who are, you know, not trained to use it. There might be some issues there and we'll probably get into those. So that long intro to say, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for inventing this incredible device and being a steward of this incredible device, because I know that I think you were involved with the invention process, correct? And then you've just been an incredible spokesperson, steward, and then helping to refine the technology. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this conversation. We have a lot of overlapping interests.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think the first thing that I want to get into, I just like learning about the story and the history of the device itself. I think there's four different types of technologies kind of overlapping together inside the device to give you this just maximum health benefit effects. But what went into the creation of the device and where was the initial idea formed?
Well, for me, it started in mid 80s. I had a landscaping company, so was exposed to a lot of fertilizers and stuff like that. Came down with alopecia for whatever reason, but I would suspect that it was, you know, the chemical fertilizers that were being used. And I went to an organic farm convention in Kansas City. That's where I first learned about Nikola Tesla. So Tesla was my early introduction into all this technology. And so I began experimenting with all sizes, shapes, coils, different things like that. And about a year later, I read the book called The Secret of Life by a guy named George Lakowski. He developed a device called the multi-wave oscillator that he had 20,000 systems worldwide that was documented in the Waves of Heal by doctors, surgeons, universities, world congresses, the benefits of it. And it got me curious, so I started experimenting with it. And then as I started going down the rabbit hole, I found out that there was, you know, back at the turn of last century, there was over 25,000 practitioners in the United States alone that was using some form of energy medicine. There was all this research that was behind it. There's a guy, Jeff Bihari, who has the 20th Century Electrotherapy Museum. He has a huge wealth of research that dates back into the 16th century, 17th century, where they first began experimenting with, you know, static electricity, things like that, and then started, you know, seeing what was involved with that. So early 1990s, I started selling my first version of the biocharger. My first claim to fame was adding the gas tubes to what Lakowski's work was utilizing a Tesla coil with these certain energy antennas that you would sit in between. So early 1990s, I started selling with that version of it. Came across Royal Rife's work about that same time. And built one that was based off of, you know, the earlier design utilizing a shortwave radio that you could pulse width modulate to generate sideband harmonics. But back in the 1990s, everything was still analog. You know, computers weren't really out that much, so you're using function generators to set frequencies. So it was a very archaic system that I sort of put on the back burner, but I wanted to eventually combine the work. So, you know, over the years, I was doing development of the technology. And in 2012, I went from spark gap to vacuum tube. So when you look at the radio history of radio, it goes from spark gap. So when Marconi did his famous S signal, he didn't get on the radio and say, hey, this is Marconi, and somebody heard his voice. It was purely a static type system. They used a spark gap that created, you know, static that you could pick up, and then they communicated through Morse code. And then 1920s, they came out with the vacuum tube that allowed you to do amplitude modulation, frequency modulation, and allowed you to do the voice and things like that. So 2010 or 11, I started to experiment with the vacuum tube Tesla coil that allowed me to do some of that modulation. So I really wanted to marry the technologies together because I saw there were advantages of the electric field and the magnetic field that you get from a multi-wave oscillator from a Tesla coil. But there's this idea of doing sideband harmonics that you can now generate different sets of harmonics.
Can you explain what sideband harmonics are for those who are
Like in music. So in music, if I have two different notes, I can generate a harmony or harmonics. Now, if I change one of those notes, I generate different harmonies or harmonics. So what we're doing with the biocharger, what I'm describing with sideband harmonics, is what we're doing is we're pulsing a carrier wave at different frequencies. And when you do that, you generate specific harmonics that now you can target for particular outcomes. So whereas the earlier version I had, I just had one set of harmonics. I couldn't do any variations with it. This allowed me to do some modulation with it. And about that time, Jim and I have known each other for a number of years through our sons. They played sports together. And
no way. That's how you guys met?
That's how we met.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So when we, he came out of high tech, and I'm still in the Flintstones age and, you know, spark gaps and vacuum tubes. So they, you know, really brought me into the 21st century. So we have a third partner, Colin Bester. So they saw what I was working on, you know, got to meet quite a few people that used devices that I was experimenting or building and selling and things like that. So, and they saw the advantages of bringing in, you know, that disruptive technology of being able to, you know, apply the cloud, you know, digitally programming it, you know, all the things, you know, I was still vacuum tubes and, you know, function generators. And they were able to take all that technology and, you know, brought together a team of engineers, spent a bunch of money, and came up with this version of the biocharger. So that was really the evolution that we created through the biocharger. And 2015 is when we launched Biocharger NG. And since then, we've sold over 3,000 systems in 46, 48 countries, something like that.
Now. Incredible.
So it's been a rapid growth, but it's you know, been driven by partially science. I mean, there is, you know, it, for me, it was, you know, I have this idea in the device, and then it was really understanding how it worked. Mm-hmm. You know, so it wasn't like I took four different, you know, I didn't take a device that produced an electric field and a device that produced a magnetic field and something else that was doing frequencies and harmonics and something else that was light. This was one system that we were doing, and I needed to understand how they were working on a cellular level or how it actually works.
Yeah.
So it was really now evolving, and you know, just like you're into is the educational side, but there's the, how do you educate people on how this works? You know, so, you know, the conspiracy people, those guys are relatively easy to explain how it works, and they're willing to open to it. And even non-technical people, you know, they're open to, you know, anything if it works for them, but there's the science guys that really want to understand how this works. And that was really, you know, the path that I started doing since then is to really understand, you know, how does an electric field work on a cellular level? How do magnetic fields work on a cellular level? Frequencies and harmonics and light, and really just digging deep and understanding how all that works in unison, and really going back to nature, as you say it, you know, nature has been providing this energy since the very beginning of time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, seeing, you know, first and understanding that it's all around us all the time, but because of our modern lifestyle, we're not outside. We're not outside barefoot. It isn't just outside being barefoot and grounded, but there's that electric universe that's out there, you know, and, you know, most people don't realize that there are 8 million lightning strikes on the planet every single day. That's 100 every single second. It happens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Each lightning strike generates unique sets of hundreds of thousands of radio frequencies and harmonics that span AM, FM, shortwave, longwave, UHF, VHF, microwave, millimeter, all the way up to visible light. And we're exposed to that. Now, every other planet's doing the same thing. The sun, what we call solar flares, solar storms, are nothing but atmospheric discharge that contributes to what we call cosmic rays. So when we're outside, it isn't just because, you know, we're away from our, you know, gadgets and, you know, we're away from our thoughts and things like that, but there's a must-have of being outside. And when you think about it, hundreds of years ago, we spent most of our time outdoors, you know, tending to the crops and chopping wood to survive the next year, to whereas now 93% of our time is spent indoors, and outdoors is where that natural energy is. So,
right.
You know, what we're doing is replicating the way nature does it. So now you see macro, you know, we're exposed to all this energy from this universal dance that's occurring from any spinning object in the universe. It's creating magnetic fields and electric fields that are contributing to all this. But yeah, how does that work all the way down to the cellular level? Because that's really where it's all at. You know, how's it affecting us? You know, so first, yeah, you have the electric field, and you know, you have your heart. Your heart's really this electric charge, and it triggers a charge. It goes up to our brain, and it triggers these neurotransmitters that fires, and then it triggers cellular functions. But what happens is, as we age, this charge potential across the cell membrane decreases. So its ability to trigger these, whether it's the action potential that's triggering the neurons that trigger the functions of our body, all the way down to the, on a cellular level, you're looking at, you know, you have, you know, the electric field that, you know, has a direct effect on the resting membrane potential. So the resting membrane potential is what triggers these intercellular communications, what moves things, nutrients into cells, and what pulls things out. And as we age, that resting membrane potential drops, and these fields have a direct effect on how that interacts with it. So as a long answer to your question, but that's, you know, sort of the evolution of it, and then seeing how to educate, which is really the most important part. And it isn't just, you know, Ouija boards and symbols and things like that, but there's a lot of science. There's a lot of understanding on how this works. And mainstream science is really beginning to embrace all this. I mean, you see so many different technologies that are coming out that are beginning to utilize, you know, various ways and, you know, cancer treatment, for instance, are doing companies that apply an electric field to drive chemo into the cell on a cellular level. But you could also do nutrients and things like that, stem cells. I mean, there's so many different
applications. I prefer the latter, but yeah.
Yeah.
So many different applications to it.
Right.
We could do with it. And really, it's that combination, as you were mentioning earlier, you have that nutritional side of things. But if you're not getting anything intercellularly, you're literally just peeing it all away.
Right.
So the idea is you have to have the complements of all of that to make it all work.
Right. Man, that was so well said.
How'd you like to have to work with this guy?
Oh, my goodness. You just like sit like this the whole time with your mouth agape. Just, oh, my God. That was incredible. Thank you for that, JG. The one question I have on that, and I want to get into water a little bit later just because I'm so fascinated with water, is have you looked into the work of Gilbert Ling or Gerald Pollack as it relates to fourth phase water and that being what our cells are likely comprised of, which is like this gel-like state of water? And on that same note, if you've looked into his work, then you might be familiar with the exclusion zone and how our cells can almost become a battery. The reason that I'm talking about that is because obviously you brought up cells and that's what we're comprised of. But like looking at that as a zoomed out way, I sort of look at our health as, or let's rather our disease state is anything that is denaturing the water in our cells and hindering the capacity of our the electricity, the chi, the life force, the prana in our bodies to express. And that could be physically and metaphysically. Anything on that? Anything?
Yeah, I think on the water side, that's always been an interest since the very beginning with me. There was a, are you familiar with, I can't think, what is this? Lord Kelvin's experiment where he shoots water through a needle, or the water dropping experiment.
No.
Where, so either shooting the water through a needle where you have a suspended leaf, and what will happen is that water will build an electric charge to it, surface potential to it. So, and there are a couple of ways you could do it. You can actually do it with the drop in water, because there's this electric charge that you can actually imprint on it that you can actually see the difference of potential. Well, there was a guy named Walter Baumgartner in the 80s that built this device and traveled all around the world and studied thousands of different water samplings. And he found that there was a direct correlation between the surface voltage potential that was stored in that and the quality of the water. So the worst water that he ever tested was in Mexico City, and the best water he ever tested was the Lords of France water. So there is an element of an electric charge that's in the water, you know, that can affect, you know, bond angles, things like that. And I think that there is that characteristic that I don't really consider the cells more of a battery. I look at it as more of a capacitor. So a capacitor.
Can you explain the difference for the audience?
So a battery is more of an electrochemical reaction. And
right.
One early on, I used to make that comparison, but the technical people would just roll their eyes at me. But as I started speaking more to that, you know, as a capacitor, and that's really what Lukoski, you know, proposed in his original Secret of Life, that there's this, cells are like these capacitors. So capacitor, you have an insulator or dielectric that's in between, and you have two plates that store charge on there. So, and then you can increase that charge potential on those plates till they'll finally rupture the cell membrane, which, or as a capacitor, it would blow the capacitor apart. So on a cellular level, our cells are literally insulators or dielectric, that acts just that medium between the capacitor. And then the outside and inside of the cell membrane are the electrodes. And it stores an electric charge, referred to as that resting membrane potential. That's what that charge potential is. And when you look at it, you know, they talk about like negative minus 70 millivolts. So what that means is there's a higher negative charge in the nucleus of the cell versus the positive outside the cell. And that imbalance, slightly higher on the negative charge, is where optimally you're supposed to be. And as we age, that resting membrane potential changes, and that's really driven by the cell membrane itself. So there was a $65 million study that was done in the 1990s at Wheeling Jesuit University, and they were investigating the effects of cell membranes or electric fields on all types of cells, healthy cells, stem cells, cancer cells. And they found that there's a huge voltage potential difference across the cell membrane depending on the type of cell it was. So healthy cells, cancer cells at about 200 to 300,000 volts per meter, they would break down the cell membrane. At healthy cells was millions of volts per meter. Stem cells were tens of millions of volts per meter. And when they started to look deeper into it, what they found that changed on that are two things, is the dielectric of the cell membrane. So in engineering terms, there's what they call the dielectric constant. So different materials will have that. So air, for instance, is probably the lowest dielectric, you know, that you can have in there, that that breaks down fairly quickly. Pure water is a better dielectric, you know, they have like a number of 80. You can use plastics and things like that, which give you a higher one. Barium titanate, which is a super high dielectric that, you know, has great voltage. So what they found is the dielectric of the cell membrane changes. It becomes more conductive, you know, probably related to the toxins and poisons that we're bringing in and what our cells are shedding as a result of those toxins and poisons, that, you know, change the dielectric of the cell membrane itself. And then the other thing that they found is the physical shape changes. So when you think of healthy cells, they tend to be more spherical, whereas unhealthy cells tend to be more like a football shape. So its ability to evenly distribute the charge greatly diminishes by it. So there's this relationship on a cellular level that there's this electric charge potential that's usually influenced by chemistry, you know, and that's sort of what happened, you know, when after 1920s, when the Flexner report came out and they really consolidated the education of the medical system, they came to believe that it was chemistry that drove this electricity in our bodies. And it was this magic electricity that wasn't like normal electricity. But later we found out again that it is this, it performs just like an electric circuit. You know, they have the same behaviors of electrical circuits, and it can be influenced by external electric fields and magnetic fields. So what we believe is one of the benefits is, you know, you have this voltage, that electric field that's lighting that bulb up. What's driving that is there's, we're adding energy to help that trigger. So we're stressing the cell membrane. So when you, you know, apply an electric field across or a voltage across the a capacitor, I can increase that voltage to a point where it'll just blow a hole in that capacitor and then it's ruined. Well, on a cellular level, it's not that way. It's almost like Terminator. So if you ever see Terminator, they shoot a hole through it and then it closes back up. So basically what cell membrane does is it opens up, delivers nutrients in, at the same time it's pulling out the toxicity. And that's what healthy cellular function is driven by. So what it's been proven now is you can take external electric fields to, you know, make that cell membrane more permeable to trigger these healthy cellular functions. So I think that, you know, in combination of what you're saying on the water side, because we are made up of water and we're affecting some of those angles and the charge potential across that water, we're adding that to make that, you know, our electric circuit at work better.
Yeah, we're electric water bags. Let's put it.
Exactly. It's exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they hold that charge.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and the best way to ensure that we're charged is, I'll take a line from another guest of mine, Daniel Roitas, said we're electric beings. We need electric things need to be grounded. So that's putting our feet on the earth. Electric things need to be charged. That's getting sunlight and feeling the sun on your skin. And I think there's some small evidence, although I think that the ancient civilizations knew this already, that our skin actually does receive actual energy from the sun. It's so much more than vitamin D synthesis inside our bodies. There's so much more than just that going on. But let's get into the actual biocharger now, because we've spent 30 minutes just letting you just blow my mind on all things related to electromagnetism and cellular health. One quick question though, did you have any formal training in electric engineering at all?
I'm self-taught engineer, but I was a mathematician.
Okay. So, okay.
But, I grew up as a gearhead. Got so it. That sort, I used to race go-karts and stuff and, you know, did all our, so I was really good with my hands, but I was also good in math. So I think that helped build me to that path, but really it's more that curiosity that drove me more than anything else, and learning it and understanding it is just it wasn't, you know, for me, it was very easy because there were so many kernels that were out there. You know, when you look at the shoulders that I'm standing on of all the researchers back in the, you know, 19th and 20th century, those are the guys that were geniuses. You know, I could run down the store and go buy a neon sign transformer pretty easy. But you consider back in the day, those guys were thinking about how to build those devices and then how to apply those devices. So. Right. So it wasn't, you know, just me just pulling it out of my butt on all this. There's a lot of history that went along with it.
Yeah. Incredible. I want to touch on, as we're getting into the device, the history specifically on the Tesla front. So the device contains a Tesla coil, correct? Okay. So how did you go about taking some of the documentation of Tesla's technology? We're not talking about Elon Musk here. We're talking about Nikola Tesla. How did you reverse engineer something like that or develop the Tesla coil for the actual biocharger?
Well, there's so many earlier plans that you could buy, build spark gap Tesla coils. Those were relatively simple to build and, you know, understanding the tuning process. So really a Tesla coil, the key to it is being able to tune it. And, you know, there are some very non-scientific ways to just do it just by observation, you know, playing around with inductance and capacitance. And so that part was relatively easy, but it was really getting to that next step of how do we generate those variable frequencies and harmonics. Yeah. So, and I didn't really get into much on, you know, not only is this electric and magnetic field, but how do radio frequencies and harmonics interact on a cellular level and how important that is? So nature requires an entire universe of every spinning object generating massive lightning discharges everywhere that contributes to this white noise called cosmic rays. Well, on Earth, we can only generate harmonics. I can't produce that full spectrum of frequencies. I can only generate hundreds of thousands. So with the spark gap Tesla coil, I was only able to generate just one set of it. And I really wanted to evolve that. So it was just going into the progression of radio, going into vacuum tube, and you know, having the idea and the vision of, okay, pulsing coils and generate variable frequencies and harmonics are important, specifically on a cellular level. So, you know, cells vibrate, you know, everything vibrates, and not just from a hippy dippy perspective, right, but purely scientifically, it's in the magnetic resonance spectrum. So if you ever had an MRI based off of a principle called magnetic resonance. So the principle behind that is every cell, every molecule, every organ absorbs and emits a specific frequency unique to itself. You can identify it based off that wave function. So when you're in an MRI, they put you in a magnetic field to create a uniform field, and then they bounce various radio waves. And how you absorb and emit those waves, they get that characteristic. So what you see as an MRI is just really a mathematical representation. It's not that imaging that you're looking at, but it's
based on the feedback of the material that the frequency is bouncing off of, let's say.
Exactly. And it's the difference between that, how it absorbs and re-emits. Right. So we're not interested in how it re-emits, but this idea or principle, and that's what Lukoski theorizes, everything's like a one-band radio receiver tuned to a specific frequency.
Right.
If you generate the right radio station, you can stimulate it like two tuning forks of the same pitch.
Right.
Strike one through sympathetic vibration, the other vibrates. Or similarly with a radio, you have a radio, you set your car radio at 95.1. What's happened is the radio transmitter is literally vibrating at the antenna at 95 megahertz, and you pick up that vibration.
Right.
So your cell's at one band radio receiver looking for a specific frequency. What we're generating is hundreds of thousands of them. So when you look at the magnetic resonance from a physical perspective, as well as what they call the molecular band, that covers the entirety from zero to visible light.
Wow.
So that macro of all those lightning discharges that are going on are triggering all these different frequencies that are going on a cellular level. It's also affecting neurotransmitters and things on like that. So it's affecting the way neurons and things like that are firing. So there's this whole other aspect of it that's what really drove me in as far as my development of creating that variable frequencies and harmonics. And that's what Lukoski theorized. But I felt that Rife was more of a multi-wave oscillator than the multi-wave oscillator was, because I couldn't vary that. In order for me to change the frequency spectrum of a Tesla coil, my older versions, I'd have to change the length of the coil. I'd have to change the inductance and capacitance. Whereas this way, what Rife discovered, by pulsing it at different frequencies, you know, I can predict what those are. So I can apply Fourier transforms and predict what those harmonics, those hundreds of thousands of harmonics that we're generating. And, you know, part of our CE markings, we had third party spectral analysis confirmed what we predict and what we actually measured with it. So now with that in mind, we can now create recipes or programs for targeting particular outcomes. So that's really what we're doing on, you know, that's that special sauce that we're creating with it. And, you know, so the magnetic and electric fields help to make the cell membrane more permeable to move things in and out. The radio frequencies and harmonics are now adding energy through resonance to, again, help this cellular function occur. And then finally, you have the light, which is what you were alluding to originally. You know, part of that question you were asking is, how does that light? So there's that full spectrum of lighting of infrared, far infrared, near infrared, visible light that we get, you know, part of that sunlight and the natural light, you know. So, you know, what I consider natural light when we go outside is that blue in the sky.
All right.
So that blue in the sky is driven by all these gases in the atmosphere that get excited to fluorescent, that releases thousands of different wavelengths in the infrared, far infrared, near infrared, visible light.
That makes sense why the gases are there now. Because I was wondering, I was like, there has to be some like sort of photo biomodulation type thing happening here with the lights, but I wasn't sure if that was the purpose of the of exciting the gases. So it's about the light that the gases produce then.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Wow. And they, okay. There's wavelengths as they get excited that hit the infrared, far infrared, near infrared visible light spectrum. There's a guy named Walter Russell. There's another guy that I read. So
Secret of Light. Have you read that book?
Yeah, I've read all of it.
I'm interviewing Matt Presti here soon, who is, I forget the name of the organization. Forgive me, Matt, if you ever listen to this, but he's basically taken all of Walter Russell's work.
Yeah, they're actually reopening. I just read that a couple of weeks ago or a month ago that they're trying to open up that science. There was a name of the that he had. He and Walter Russell and his wife, Leia, had a place that was in Virginia or North Carolina or something like that.
Yeah.
Trying to resurrect all his work. But he considered the noble or inert gases to be the master tones. So there is an idea that, you know, when you look at it, you know, from chemistry, you know, the master tones are the, you know, there's nothing in the orbits. It's a balanced system. And then as we add electrons, you start to create different elements on that periodic table. It goes over the line and it drops down to the next one. Now we're full shell. Balanced, and then it creates it. So there's an aspect of, you know, utilizing the idea of those master tones that were originally appealing to me, and all Walter Russell's work talking about light and the benefits of light. You know, that was all part of that. You know, my thought process of developing what I created.
Incredible. Now that I know that some of Walter Russell's work goes into the creation of this, that makes it even cooler. It was already really cool, but now it's even cooler. Okay, so. We're working with four different technologies that are overlapping. So as best as we can in layman's terms, let's talk about what all those four technologies are and how they interact together as this sort of package that you're getting, especially because we're seeing a lot more devices that are PEMF devices, as an example. And we're seeing a lot of frequency technologies and
light
technologies, infrared light technologies. I have an infrared sauna.
Electric
I love
stimulation.
Right.
We're seeing units,
and these technologies are great. But what you guys have done that is so unique is you've taken all of those technologies and overlapped them in this sort of package deal when you're using the biocharger, and it's unique to the individual needs for whatever that individual is dealing with or wanting to, expand upon, let's say, or come into a better state of health. So let's talk about how those four technologies, what the four technologies are and how they interact.
I think Jim would be better doing the layman's terms. I've done enough of the scientific side. I speak to those 10% or 5%ers. He can speak much better to the other ones. So
luckily I had to take EE301 at West Point. So I picked up on most of what you said, but sure, I'll have impressive. To go back. And
Well, it's usually the engineers that pick up first.
I majored in systems engineering. Yeah, yeah. So I had to have a baseline understanding of electrical engineering, but I will say, out of all the subjects I took, thermodynamics, thermal fluid systems, mech, civil, electrical engineering was the one that was hardest for me to wrap my head around. So I'll have to revisit what you said. But now we got the layman's explanation of everything.
Sure. Well, you know, a point you made earlier is the closer we are to nature, a different way to look at it is the further away we get from nature, the sicker we become. And when we look and say, what problem were we trying to solve? And when Jim and I first got together, it was kind of like meeting Doc in Back to the Future in the flux capacitor. I mean, I'm a high tech guy, spent a number of years with Apple and, had built technologies and built companies where we took legacy technology and found a new way to pull it forward using better and newer technologies. But first I had to try and understand in layman's terms myself, because that's how I think, and say, okay, what problem are we trying to solve? And when I looked into it, the first one that really struck me was 5 or 6 years ago when I first looked at the CDC and reporting on chronic disease. 4 in 10 American adults had at least one form of chronic disease, which was mind-blowing, but not as mind-blowing as the fact you fast forward 5 years, now it's 6 in 10. So in 5 years, we've increased chronic disease in America by 50%.
Maybe it was the perpetual fear and then the other pharmaceutical products that were rolled out over the last 5 years. I don't, just speculating.
Well, I think
I don't know.
A lot of factors of it. You know, the diet, diet, the depletion of the soil.
Disconnecting us. Well, yeah.
Disconnection.
And the irony is that there is more focus on health and wellness now than ever before.
Yeah.
And that's best reflected by investment. I hate to say it that way, but when you look at the number of dollars going in health and wellness now and kind of how it's changed, transition from being the buff dude in the gym to now somebody that cares more about mental wellness than they do about their physical wellness, which I think is a good thing. But if you just look at like the investment trends in 2025, they estimate $7 trillion market in health and wellness. It's going to be by 2027, $8.5 trillion. And people now are, you know, more aware and conscious of health, and the things that they're looking for now, less than being buff, are connection, feeling. And that was, you know, I think big outgrowth of the pandemic, but, people want to work out with other people, you know, that look at Peloton stock. There's an example for you right there. So we're social beings. And, when you couple that with the fact that we spend 93% of our time indoors, our kids, on average, spend 7 minutes a day outside.
That is insane.
Yeah. And when you're inside, you're completely blocked from those natural sources of energy that exist in nature that are as vital to our health and wellness as food and water, which we talked about. But from a practical standpoint, when you look and say, okay, we're getting sicker. Now, I just heard this morning, mortality peaked in 2010. So people under 65, the mortality rate was at the lowest in 2010. The rate of which it was 2014 was the last time that we lived longer than we have prior years.
Yeah.
So life expectancy is reduced now. So when you look at those are macro trends. You can't deny the data. And so when you take a closer look and say, okay, the only way our body can heal is through regeneration of new cells, which we do at 3 to 4 million per second while we're having this conversation, 330 billion cells a day. That translates into about 1% of our bodies being regenerated each day. But the absence of energy at the cellular level prevents the two primary functions of healthy cells, which is uptake of nutrients and elimination of toxicity at the cellular level, the holy grail right there. And so without that energy, we're regenerating new cells, but not healthy new cells, which is why our health is diminishing along the way. So in short, what the biocharger is doing is replicating and amplifying those four key energy types. So Jim mentioned, you know, obviously frequencies and harmonics, PEMF is huge. And you're seeing a lot of devices now, different forms of all of these technologies. But so there's pulse electromagnetic fields, electric fields, frequencies and harmonics, and photobiomodulation or light. And each of them, as Jim started to mention, have different mechanisms of action on how they affect our cell performance or, mm-hmm. Our cellular function. So when you can combine those into one platform, and that was kind of our, at the outset, when we first wanted to pull this thing forward, when we said, we're going to do what Rief and Tesla and Lahosky would do if they were alive today, we're going to use technology and the convergence of their legacy brilliance with technology would first off allow us to build a platform that other people could build upon. So that was part of the design. And we said, you know, when we looked at all these different devices, you know, whether it's for, you know, your infrared sauna or PEMF mat or, you know, some of the more higher end PEMF devices, even frequencies, you know, you see these different devices, but normally you're attached to it. And you're not always comfortable. I don't know about you, but I'm not jazzed about staying in front of a light wall for 15 minutes in my underwear. I'm kind of looking at my watch, you know, not say it's not good for you, but better ways to do. So one of the challenges we have is being human beings is we always like to take the path of least resistance.
Totally.
Change is hard. Change is really hard. And so the easiest solution would be for all of us to just spend consciously. And I say consciously spend 8 or 10 hours a day outside.
Right.
Right. And when I, and that means barefoot. That
that's
means
just the reality
the
of
woods.
It too. Yeah. Like if you really want to come back into optimal health and have longevity with optimal health, you need to spend a shit ton more time outside than you do. Right?
And look at the civilizations that do that and how long they live. I mean,
right. And the lack of chronic disease, lack of all the issues across the board.
Absolutely. Yeah. So kind of one of our first design characteristics, aside from making a platform, is how can we let people do this in a short period of time and not have to touch anything? I mean, just sit there and let the biocharger do the work. And it took quite a bit, and you know, Jim's brilliance, but our third partner, who's actually over in Dripping Springs, Colin, was brilliant in just finding ways that we could accomplish that. We could create high enough intensity of each of these energy fields so that by sitting next to the biocharger, your body's sitting in the sphere of those energies and able to absorb them in such a way that now our cellular performance improves. And when that happens, you know, healthy cells, healthy body. And once we got to that point and we said, okay, we can do it with one, how can we do it with more than one?
Mm.
And that was kind of our way of answering the void that we have in social connection. So we have a lot of, you know, individuals that use the biocharger for themselves and their families. And they tell us that it's the only time we ever get together anymore as a family without our devices. By the way, your phone will start jumping around. It won't damage anything.
But I just put a note on my device sitting here. But this is my notes. So this is important to have, but, that what I love about it is you literally can't be on your phone while you're sitting next to it because the phone will go haywire.
Right.
You can't use your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But to have that ability to now in a relatively short period of time, 12 to 15 minutes, sit next to it, sit there with your family, or, we found that a lot of the health and wellness businesses who were struggling to try and find a way, you know, cryo is a, you know, it's a cool technology, you know, no pun intended, but it's, there's benefits to it. There's no question about it, but it's not fun.
Right.
And it's hard to
unless
get people
like torturing
to do
yourself,
that.
You're an adrenaline junkie. Yeah. There's some piece of me when I've done cryo where I like it. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. But if you look at a cryo business, the average lifespan of a member is 90 days.
That imagine does not that. Surprise me at all.
So we are a complement to some of those technologies where we come in and it actually gets the compounding effect, gets a better result for the member, patient, or client. But it also creates that social bond. People now begin to come in and go, yeah, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to do my IV, but I'm going to do it while I'm talking to two other people who are also doing IVs while we're sitting around the biocharger. And again, they get, and to that point of that cellular function, and when you do an IV, you can notice a measurable reduction in time it takes for absorption.
Wow.
I mean, like 20%.
When you do an IV while also sitting by the biocharger.
I did a 250 milligram NAD dose, which you're saying, hey, you're a big guy, but that's a pretty good dose in your first time doing it. And, you might feel some tightness in your chest, short breath and all that. And I said, okay, well, let's do it next to the biocharger. And they said it should take about an hour and 10 to an hour and 20 minutes, 47 minutes. And I'll tell you, I felt great, but no tightness or anything like that.
Incredible.
Just like, wait a minute. Did we put
which recipe did you run when you did
that? I was running default, which is the least sexy recipe, but it does the broad sweep. That's a recipe that starts at almost, 3 hertz and goes up to 50,000 hertz. Mm-hmm. And there are so many other recipes that we could use in conjunction with that to get an even better effect. But that was just that's my go-to when we do something like that. But all that to say that we all need this energy. We have the most expensive urine in the world, right? So without having a way to get those nutrients and whatever it is our body needs in at the cellular level, it's wasted. Mm-hmm. And the combination, the uniqueness of the biocharger and being both the only system that combines all four technologies. And the beauty of this stuff is it can all be measured, and I'm not to say I don't believe in quantum healing. I've seen amazing things and amazing results, but it's hard to measure. You have to trust it. And all of these can be measured. They're all scientifically and medically validated in one shape or another. I know to your audience, that might actually discredit the biocharger. Hopefully you don't mind me saying that, there's a healthy dose of skepticism a lot of us now with our...
To that point though, when you're talking about some of these other devices, like the quantum healing devices that are available, I've sat with some of those and I've used some of them, and it's not a direct experience that is obvious. Let's mm-hmm. say you don't really feel it, mm-hmm. you know, it's more of a subtle thing, and maybe it requires that you're much more tapped in. I think women tend to be more impacted by those things than men do, but with the biocharger, instantly you feel it, especially if you're running one of the recipes that tends to be at higher, what would be the appropriate
frequency. Yeah, we're pulsing it at higher.
Okay, frequency. So it would be frequency. So I would have been correct in saying that. So when you're pulsating at a higher frequency, you feel it. You absolutely feel it. I had a guest of mine that I interviewed yesterday, Katie Deming, sit in front of it, and she was sitting by the biocharger, and I was having a conversation with her, and she just stopped mid conversation. She was like, "Oh my God, I feel this." And then I just shut up so she could enjoy the biocharger. But you clearly feel it. So how do you determine which frequencies? Because you have this list of 1,400 recipes, yes. right? And you're continuing to add more, I'd imagine. And they range anywhere from like knee health all the way to getting focused and centered to relieving anxiety, yeah. sleep, like across the board, there is absolutely a recipe for anyone out there mm-hmm. without question. But how did you determine which frequency and just which settings related to which recipes that
for the outcome?
Yeah. For the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me touch on a high level and then let Jim go into the, you know, actually how. You know, what do they say? How the sausage is made.
Got it.
So the concept of recipes are frequency and energy programs designed for specific outcomes. And part of the design in the biocharger was to create a cloud infrastructure so that we could continue to enhance it. And more importantly, you know, our clients, who many were researchers or practitioners around the world that were way more familiar with energy and different ways to use it than even we were. And we thought, okay, collaborative, we could get, you know, kind of this community inspired way to do this. And so we created a platform that allowed us to do that. And we had about 15 recipes when we first started. We thought, God, if we got to 100 recipes, that would be the holy grail. And next thing you know, we have to build out a search engine and new capabilities to be able to go. And it's now 1,400. It'll be 1,500. By the way, every client worldwide, even the first guy that took a risk on us in buying, which happened to be Tony Robbins, got a system. Yeah, he was one of our very first
clients.
But back then, you know, there were 10 or 12 recipes. Now there's 1,400. Everybody in the world has access to all of them. But they are... and it's the way we can, that's where our patents and IP all sit, is the way we can control each of those energies in very specific ways using software. So it's repeatable. We get very granular with it and just makes it easy, because like the Rife machines and some of the earlier generation stuff, even the stuff you see today, a lot of dials and knobs, and it's really not intuitive how to use. But now, how do you create them, Jim? What's the basis?
Yeah, so there are many different ways. There's those frequency foundation groups that are more Rife-centric. You can get, you know, different frequency lists that are on there. But more importantly is the, you know, the scientific research. You know, so is, you know, for that void between, you know, 1950s and 1990s, they weren't the establishment wasn't so much interested in solving the problem, but they were still interested in diagnosing. So the evolution of the MRI and all the different PET scans, all of them are working on that idea, that principle, everything is vibrating. And there's tons of research that's out there in the scientific community that they've been investigating this stuff for a very long time. I mean, you can look at it. There's one group that I subscribe to that looks at it from a diameter perspective. So when you look at the diameter, there's a length to it. that corresponds to a wavelength. And that's what some people believe be the absorption frequency on a cellular level. But there's ion cyclone resonance. There's all sorts of different resonances that you can draw to that you can, you know, build that as part of that recipe mm-hmm. or program. So that's why we're running different frequencies. But the idea of knowing first that we can produce the full spectrum to hit anything we want. Now it's just, okay, what our recipe, we determine what we want to pulse at to generate that particular harmonic. So even though when you look at the screen, you're seeing like one frequency and it may produce one tone, there's literally hundreds of thousands simultaneously that's going on. And one of those are being targeted for a specific outcome. The other ones are just benefits that go along with it.
Makes sense. Okay. So let's say, for example, on, I forget the exact name of it, but the one for knee health, or there's another one, Fat Buster. So is it that you, let's do the knee health one. So is it that you, someone measured the frequency of a healthy knee?
Healthy knee cell, or yeah,
healthy knee cell,
or even larger. Some of them are looking at
this. Okay, or
just different
ways
you can look at it. You know, they're usually harmonics. So when you look at a cellular level, then make it more of a larger one. There are, even though the knee being larger is going to resonate at a lower frequency, you're going to find that they're going to be harmonics thereof on a cellular level.
That makes sense. And harmonics again are basically you're not able to do it at that exact amount, but you're able to do. I don't want to say a derivative of it. That's not the appropriate mathematical term, but essentially like multiplying that amount or dividing that amount to like,
yeah, by a whole number typically. I mean, that's really, it's simplistic terms. That's really what it is. Those numbers, you will see a mathematical relationship. You know, they'll be able to divide by an integer or something else like that, where it's even amount type of thing. So,
okay.
You know, all that can be very easily determined and figured out.
Okay, incredible. So that's what I noticed as you're doing the programs or the recipes is that depending on the recipe you do, the individual programs or frequencies within that will fluctuate quite a bit. So it'll go one frequency for sometimes 30 seconds, sometimes it seems like 5 to 10 minutes, and then it'll shift to another frequency. And how do you determine the amount of frequencies to put into one program for?
Well, typically,
or one recipe, rather.
I usually break it down. I first start out with, okay, what are the frequency selections that we want to use? And then I break it down a little bit further and, okay, what's the time length? Because there's many times, depending on the, especially with professionals, you know, they have a certain flow that they want to go through. So a 15-minute recipe may not be the best one for their flow. So you may want to have it at 8 minutes or 30 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever they want that works best for their flow. And then breaking it down, okay, how long we want to use these particular frequencies we want to run. You know, sometimes we'll do like what we call narrow sweeps. So when we're changing those harmonics over time, we're only slightly changing them. So if you look at it, spectrally speaking, there will just be clumps of frequencies over time. And then other times you'll just see that number jump sequentially up, but that's more of a random one. So sometimes we create recipes to be more of a random thing. So
like the bouncing ball one, as an example, that tends to jump up and then down, up and down. And what's also cool is that you can audibly hear it, especially if you have the rod that you put on top that is producing what looks like lightning, essentially plasma. But you can audibly hear when the frequency is changing. And yeah, the bouncing ball one is a perfect example of like up, down, kind of all over the place. And it literally sounds like a bouncing ball would sound.
Yeah. And a lot of that is geared more towards the brainwave. So there's quite a bit of research again into the brainwave activity of alpha, beta, theta, delta waves. And that's that neural network, you know, and that's where I really believe the biggest benefit with the biocharger is really on the neural, because our brain is really what's driving all that. And that's really just electrical impulses and things like that. And, you know, whether it's drugs or other things that prevent our neurotransmitters from firing properly, those are those symptoms that you'll have with ADHD and things like that, that are all driven with it. And then adding all these other aspects of it with the voltage and the magnetic fields and the light, all that in conjunction helps again with just getting that thing, you know, the brain to work properly, get the things to fire properly, get the action potentials to work properly.
One example is theta wave, which, or sleep support. So we that's pretty popular. And it's one of these things where you can go, okay, well, it doesn't make me feel tired, which it's designed not to do that. It's designed to help you get into a much deeper stage of sleep.
Got it.
And so, you know, it's settling your mind. And when your head hits a pillow, and all of us are using wearables of some sort now, you can measure the depth of sleep, not longer sleep, but the percentage of your sleep that's deep healing sleep or REM or you know, whatever device you have calls it, but the deepest stage of sleep goes up remarkably.
Mm. Heart rate variability, same thing. But
oh yeah,
and then the other thing that I see more recently are people doing EEGs, diagnostic EEGs, really just understanding again how our neural network of our brain is firing. Is it firing properly to trigger all the other stuff? So even when applying EEGs and things like that, you're going to start, you will see, you know, measurable changes, you know, within that. So all that to say, like with the bouncy balls, you know, we just looked at it as just the whole idea of the, you know, that brain part of it and how do we increase that brain function? Because all that, you know, drives the, you know, our, try to think of those neurotransmitters and the receptors and things like that. That's really the, that drives the dopamines and the, all those things that deal with our fight or flight. All that is all driven through that brainwave activity. And, you know, all these different things that are affecting how our brains are firing and things like that. All, you know, at the end of the day, if you can fix how it fires, Grandy, you got to have the chemistry, you know, you got to have nutrition. Nutrition is important. You know, I always look at an oxygen, you know, that's, I look at our bodies like an engine, you know, our cells specifically, you know, it's pulling nutrients in like a, you know, intake on an engine. And then you have the exhaust that pulls the waste out. But the most important thing you'd have to have is, you know, nutrition is that gas, but you have to have the spark. You know,
right.
Without nutrition, you can have all the oxygen, all the nutrients you want.
So the biocharger is helping with the spark, essentially.
It's the spark part.
It makes sense. Yeah,
And when you look at it just holistically, by raising your cellular function, your body, you know, you're raising the capabilities of your body. Yeah. And our brain's one of the biggest energy hogs in our body. So people get injured and they wonder why they have brain fog. Well, there's only so much energy to go around, especially if you're spending all your time indoors. So it's simple, but it works.
Yeah. Well, it's incredible. Okay. So we have the PEMF, the EMF, the frequencies and harmonics, and then the photobiomodulation. So we're going to bring up on screen a little video of the biocharger itself. But for those who are just listening on audio, you'll just have to follow along or maybe go watch the video, at least on this portion. I'll link that in the show notes. But so let's talk about the actual components and which components are harnessing which energies.
Okay, so at the base is where the magnetic field is generated, or the PEMF part of it. So in a Tesla coil, you have what they call a primary coil, and then there's that secondary coil that's in the middle. That's, you'll see that. And then at the very top is the toroid. So at the very base, it's inside the
box.
And
that's that copper thing that you can kind of see if you look down in there.
It's exactly
copper tubing. Okay, and then that red thing that's in the center, that's the secondary coil.
And that produces more of the electric field, which is stored in that little donut toroid looking thing at the very top of
that's
it, which
right
is
here.
Just like the toroid.
And I just literally my logo. So
I saw that.
Yeah. That's incredible.
So that is the where the electric field is emitting from, but also with the, because we're pulsing it, that's where the radio frequencies and harmonics are emitted from. So the magnetic field is in and around the base, the electric field and the radio frequencies and harmonics are emitting from that toroid. And then the light point part of it is just from those tubes themselves. So
explain what the tubes are.
The spectrum tubes have different various noble and inert gases, and when we excite those from the electric field from the coil itself, that releases the photons of light.
So you're getting essentially, aside from just standing outside on a clear day in the sun, you're getting the what is close to the full spectrum of light that it, UV that you would get from the sun sitting next to the biocharger.
Well, not so much from the sun. Sun is, you have that bright light part.
Sorry, the gases that are excited by the sun.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still getting light therapy is essentially what I'm trying to get at.
Exactly. And that was what the whole idea behind it is, adding those different things together. That was, And that's really where the tubes themselves are emitting from. That's more of that light part of it. But, you know, back to the story of being outside, you know, just because you're going outside every day doesn't mean you're getting the same amount every day. Mm-hmm. That varies dramatically. So, you know, we've been in a flat spot for probably 30, 40 years when it comes to really, truly solar activity. And we're starting to see a lot more of that now. You know, just recently we saw 3 or 4 weeks ago where the aurora borealis was seen almost clear down to Florida.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much the whole earth.
Saw it around here, yeah. Quite a few people. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was that's a lot more energy for a short period of time. And that wasn't even the largest event that we had recently. You know, we had an event in 1850s. It was called the Carrington event. That the Dr. Carrington was the first astronomer that was looking at the sun and was seeing this huge activity on the sun that he was calling those solar flares or solar storms. And then a few days later, there was a mass ejection, which was very similar to what we had with the hydrogen and the oxygen, because the atmosphere was weakened by the solar flares. It hit the Earth. And it lit up the Earth for 3 days straight. It was 10 wow. times stronger than any event that we've ever had since then. They said that it was reported in the Boston newspaper that the telegraphs, because that's all they had. They didn't have power lines, or otherwise the power lines would all have been destroyed. That, you know, you hear stories that when they get too strong, that's what our big fear is.
Yeah.
Well, the batteries were overcharging on the telegraph. And they disconnected it. And it was reported that the telegraph communication from Maine to Boston was able to communicate even better without the batteries attached to it for 3 days. It was reported that like miners were waking up in the middle of the night thinking it was day to go back into the caves because they were able to read newspaper accounts from it. So we have this variability. And what I feel is what's happening, and I think it's just going to raise the whole consciousness up, is this energy field that we're now moving into. We're moving into this new field of energy with this cosmic dance. And you know, you got all these planets and solar systems, everything moving around. And now we're at a point where there's just a lot of energy and it's really close to us. And I think that what we're seeing, and we see it in, you know, nature, you see it in, you know, Lukoski in his book, he started looking at this cosmic rays and the events and the variability of it in the 1920s and 30s and went back all the way to 1850s at that place where he was observing it. And they found that there was a direct correlation between the more activity and the higher energy levels and better crops, better wines. There was less communication, less turmoil, less deaths. There was less stillbirths, all as a result of that more energy. So
right.
It isn't just about being outside. And what I look at it is, you know, when people say they're grounding outside, I don't look at it as grounding. I look at it as us being an antenna and we're collecting the atmospheric and electrical fields that we're actually doing. And we're pulling that electric field
through
to the ground. So
the Earth is helping us harness the ether, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's anchoring it. It allows it to flow through us is what it's actually doing. But it's not really physically grounding. We're actually collecting that natural energy.
Wow. Incredible. Good friend of mine, Eileen McCusick, who runs the Biofield Tuning Institute, and she developed the human biofield anatomy. She always talks about how a strong coherent field will overtake and entrain a weak incoherent field. And I just think this energy that is coming onto the Earth and the Earth's field is getting stronger and more coherent. It's forcing into coherence all of us. And that's why I think that this time seems chaotic and very frenetic and tumultuous and just crazy, because all of us are being forced to come into a stronger coherence. So all of those things that are keeping us weak and incoherent are having to come up to the surface and fall away. So I think that's kind of what's happening right now.
I absolutely agree with that one. And I'm a little bit more conservative. I think it's divine prophecy.
Yeah.
I think that's the divine plan, that, you know, that golden age, and, you know, it's going to be here, whether we're going to be fighting and screaming all the way there, but
it's coming. Whether we, yeah, exactly. It's kind of how I think of it as well. Whether it's whether it goes with the yuga cycles or something else, I don't know, but
25,000 year cycle, something that's going around there, but
yeah,
we're getting closer to more energy is all I know. That's all I know.
Absolutely. So, with the photobiomodulation piece of it, And I'll relate this to what I do when I typically go outside, is that I have a big privacy fence in my backyard, which I'm really grateful for, because I like to be outside just butt naked in my backyard, if I'm being totally honest. Now, is that a requirement if you want to have more of the positive effects sitting in front of the biocharger with the photo biomodulation piece of it? Or do you think you're getting the positive effects irrespective of the amount of clothes that you're wearing?
Well, I think with the modulation of light, so as you pulse light at different frequencies, they're finding out that it has a different effect, especially the way light penetrates even through clothes a little bit. I think ideally, if you could do it naked, you know, but it makes it's a little bit
weird when a bunch of people are sitting around.
That's what I'm saying. That was a problem. So we don't really typically say that. And I don't think I've ever done biocharger naked yet, but you also have the light and the magnetic fields, the electric fields. I mean, all that in conjunction together.
Yeah.
I think that there is benefit. Would you gain a little bit more? I'd say maybe, you know,
okay,
but, cool. That's usually the awkward part. It's hard to do a demo naked.
Totally. Well, and that's just the photo biomodulation piece, because you still have all the
all the other stuff. And the radio frequencies below visible light, that all penetrates no problem. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, if you look at other light therapy, so cold laser, red light therapy, infrared, far infrared, they typically use one or two of the element gases, argon, xenon. What we're trying to do is replicate more of those gases in nature. So there's xenon, argon, krypton, helium, iodine, and
neon.
And those are all the little glass tubes that are surrounding
the biocharger.
So there's
two of each of those gases. And the first thing people notice is, hey, they're not wired to anything. So it really is mimicking nature. It's being brought to fluorescence from the charges from the high voltage and the frequencies and the resultant frequencies and harmonics. But we believe that what we're doing more is replicating the natural light that we need so much by having a broader range of gases. And you don't necessarily have to have the intensity versus having a broader range. I have biocharged naked before.
That's awesome.
Cool. Just don't do it on a metal chair.
On that point, actually, of like the I don't know the appropriate electrical term, so JG, you can probably fill me in on this, but I remember the other day I was sitting in front of the biocharger for roughly 15 minutes. I forget which recipe I was running, but my wife came up to me and rubbed my leg. And I was like, damn, ow, stop. And then she smelt her fingers and her fingers smelt like burnt hair. And like it was hurting my leg just by touching it. So what exactly is happening there?
So we're inducing the voltage. So what drives it when we have that little demo where we hold the bulb. So what's causing that is there's an electric field that is inducing the voltage, and that voltage is causing the gases to excite. Well, same thing on your body is it's adding voltage, and what you were feeling between you was because one will be further away than the other. There's a difference of potential, and there's a difference of potential. It'll follow that path to it.
Got it.
If you're ground, like if I leaned up against a metal wall or something like that, you know, you might feel a shock that way also. So it's really because it's inducing a voltage in your body, which is what we're, you know, that's part of what we believe is the mechanisms. We want to add that voltage to increase that the resting membrane potential, so it works properly. So
pretty cool thing that my wife, two kids and I did is that I put my hand near the biocharger. I held my wife's hand, who held my son's hand, who held my daughter's hand in this long chain. And she was sitting roughly, 10 feet away at this point from the biocharger. And she put her hand just near that fluorescent light, didn't even touch it. And it lit up. And I was like, oh my goodness, look at this chain reaction.
It's real energy. Happening.
Well, that just shows how your body is electric. I mean, it absorbs it, and it's sort of conductive is really what it is. So it's a nice prop and a way to show with the bulb that there is something that's here. That it isn't just magic. There is science behind it.
I mean, you feel it irrespective of whether the bulb's there or not. You definitely feel it, but that is a cool addition
to demonstrate. And that's what we found that works really well with it is, and that's where the electric field with the bulb, you can't really do so much with the radio frequencies and harmonics wouldn't necessarily light it unless I actually hooked it up to it. Whereas we're able to do it wirelessly with it. Magnetic field, same way. I mean, you could maybe if you have a right in the middle of it, you might be able to light the bulb up. But
So from my understanding, and I have very little understanding of electricity, but everything that is electric produces, or everything that has an electric current produces a field naturally. So
yeah, every electric field always produces a magnetic field.
Electric field produces a magnetic field.
Yeah, and that's partly how that. So that when we produce the magnetic field at the base, there's always that corresponding a little bit of an electric field that is being induced from, you know, that's the law of induction.
Okay.
You know, through magnetic fields. So you can induce the voltage through magnetic or electric fields. So they sort of go back and forth. And that's really the beauty of the Tesla coil, is it has a magnetic field. So basically what happens with that copper coil, or that copper tubing that was inside, is really an inductor. And we have a capacitor that we charge up. We switch it and it dumps into the copper tubing, which produces that magnetic field that collapses into the electric field, which is the secondary coil that's sitting in the middle of it. So it ping pongs back and forth between magnetic field and then electric field, and then back to electric field.
Okay. And does the field itself expand or contract based on the frequency or the recipe necessarily, or is it always the same radius?
That'll definitely change a little bit, just because we're pulsing it so fast.
Yeah.
It's not fully charging the capacitor.
Got it.
So it in appearance, it may look like it's slightly weaker.
Okay.
That's partly what drives that one. Whereas on the lower frequencies, you'll see much bigger sparks. You'll actually see more activity on the bars off to the left of it. And that's primarily driven is because, you know, the high end of it, we're turning that off and on 50,000 times a second.
Wow.
So that's basically what we're doing, is we're just turning off and on the transmitter at certain frequencies. But in effect, what it's doing is it's creating these different waves. And then there's this interactions of the waves that also occur that I think that sort of gets into the sacred geometry type of things.
Wow.
Where you can create those, you know, almost like synaptics where they're, synoptics where they can create the images. So
cymatics.
Cymatics. Yeah, where they create that vibrating plate and create different shapes.
Yeah.
Same thing happens electrically, and how those waves, interactions of the waves, you know, you can create different effects with it.
Wow.
I think.
How does that pulsing, and I think this is just a general question about PEMF, how does the pulsing positively impact our health?
Well, the pulse magnetic fields. So I like to differentiate magnetic fields and electric fields.
Okay, so you were just referring to the pulse electric field.
Yeah, so
okay,
electric field primarily works with that cell membrane, making the cell membrane more permeable by stressing it like an insulator dielectric. It's like turning that capacitor.
That makes sense. And that's why when you did the NAD, it made you uptake the NAD much quicker you know, absorb it better.
Okay, so magnetic fields work a little differently, but they accomplish the same thing. So the electric field, so the idea is you have these positive and negative charges surrounding the cell membrane, and they trigger these healthy cellular functions. The electric field makes the cell membrane more permeable, but what the magnetic field does is it works with the ion charges. So the magnetic field can't stress the cell membrane like an insulator or dielectric. So I can't crank up a super high magnetic field around a capacitor, blow it up. Whereas if I hook an electric field across it, I could do it. And that's because it's stressing the cell membrane. Magnetic fields work with the ion charges. So as ions are moving around in the presence of a magnetic field, they act like little generators that pick up an electric charge to increase the charge potential to trigger that healthy cellular function. So the magnetic field works with more of the ion charges, whereas the electric field works with more of the cell membrane itself, but they both accomplish the same thing.
Got it.
So that's why you see people with PEMF that work so well, is it's really working more of those charges in and around our bodies. Whereas these electric stimulator devices and things like that work more on the electric field itself. They're distinctly different. People clump PEMF together. There is the E, but it's mostly the M that they look at.
And typically, and I know you brought this up a little bit earlier, Jim, but JG, if you could touch on this in more detail. Typically with PEMF devices, you have to be wearing them or sitting on them or near them. So how was it that you were able to take the PEMF technology and utilize it for health if we're no longer having to touch it with the biocharger?
Well, when they're not physically touching the coil itself. So there's always, even though with those mats, there's always a little bit of space with it.
Got it. Okay.
So there's multiple different types of PEMF. You have these ones that work more like with the Helmholtz coil. So it would be more like an electric magnet type of system. So those are like the MRS 2000s. There's the Beamer mats. There's some of those. And then there's these other ones that were more of the impulse coil. So what they use are basically the primary circuit of the Tesla coil. So they get rid of the bulbs, they get rid of the toroid, they get rid of the secondary. They use that thing and they get really close to it. And on some of those, if you get close enough, you start to twitch with it, you know? And I didn't feel that that was as comfortable with it. So what we found is, you know, instead of having these really strong, so with the impulse coils, they produce a very strong magnetic field for a very short period of time, milliseconds. So, with that, you can still have a strong field further away from it, but you're not at that point of that twitching like a fish out of water type of thing, which is the thing that we felt. I mean, some people like that effect with it, but that isn't that comfortable. So we chose to be a little bit further away from it. You're still getting, you know, a lot of M on it, the magnetic field off of it, but it's not so strong that it's, you know, causing discomfort.
Got it.
There's like I said, it can all be measured. So if you use a Gauss meter and lay one on a mat, kind of the mats he was talking about, you might get 200 to 300 milligauss. You go over to like a pulse center, which is a high end device that uses the same circuit design that we use. And you might get directly on the table or chair or apparatus that they attach you might get 3,000 to 4,000 milligauss. If we hold the Gauss meter 8 to 10 inches away from the base of the biocharger, we get almost 3,000 milligauss.
Oh, wow.
So you'd have to spend a lot of time on a mat. But you don't have to, you know, jump around like a fish out of water and still get the benefits of PEMF in a higher concentration.
Wow. Plus you have the electric field and radio frequencies.
Oh,
and
all of it. Yeah.
With it.
Yeah. Yeah. So technically there is diminishing returns, or it's not as effective if you are sitting much further away.
Yeah, it follows the inverse square law. So every time you double the distance, it's 1/4 the power level of anything, whether it's a magnetic field, even light, even though you're looking at light and I can see light, you know, a half mile away, somebody's fired it up, it still diminishes the further away you get. It actually becomes scattered. The waves get more scattered less intensity, just because it's more scattered the further out you get. So everything follows the inverse square law. Radio frequencies and harmonics. So if I take my car radio station and set it at half my carrier wave, which is like on the low end of the AM radio, 540, I can pick up that tone about maybe an eighth of a mile away in my car from it. It's a poor radio transmitter. If I had a long antenna, I could probably broadcast it much, much further, but the FCC would be up our ass. So,
yeah. we had to get our declaration of conformity with the FCC. Yeah. Because you think about it, we're an antenna.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. So we had jumped through all those hoops, and that we're the first of the kind to have the CE markings and the FCC certificate of conformity. So that was part of our third party spectral analysis that we did. We did a whole bunch of that just to make sure that we're operating within, you know, safe ranges and everything.
That is so crazy.
We're also, just to throw a little bit of a plug in, we're manufacturing an ISO 9001 certified facility down in San Marcos, Texas. And they teach ISO quality training there. And the environment in which the biochargers created is pretty impressive. I mean, we'd love to have customers go down and check that out. We got some videos of the production facility. But we followed, you know, we deliberately, intentionally, we're not a medical device. We looked at, you know, had a regulatory consultancy do an analysis about being a medical device. And we consciously decided, you know, that was not the path that we wanted to take. And we wanted to enable people to have access to this energy in a way that more people can benefit from it. And so consequently, instead of making any claims or anything along that, we just give a 45-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. Yeah. Anyone who doesn't love their biocharger, send it on back, and we keep waiting, but nobody sends them back.
Well, and I'm sure you don't have to make any claims, because a lot of people who use the biocharger, I'm sure, have a lot of positive things to say about it, let's say.
That is the holy grail for us. That is the most rewarding thing for us. I mean, we have I could rattle a list of celebrities.
Yeah, please do. That's actually where I wanted to go next, though, is just the testimony. So please.
Sure. I mean, we've got, you know, people like Tony Robbins, who, you know, 6 years ago was having real issues with mercury toxicity. And, you know, coincidentally, within a few weeks of getting and using the biocharger, he noticed to see, you know, things improve. And again, we're not curing anything. We're providing your body the energy it needs to heal itself. There's a saying that, you know, the power that makes the body is the power that heals the body. And so we look at that, but we have people all around the world that have any kind of condition you can think of. I mean, a lot of people want it for peak performance, to get that little extra edge or to give them that mental clarity, you know, that and we love that audience. But what gets us up early and keeps us up late are people that that have kind of lost hope and have lost faith in sometimes their medical system. Are just wanting to, you know, give themselves a chance to get back to where they were. And mm-hmm. so many people have accepted where they are today as being the norm versus saying, you know, it can be better than that. And we've just watched the biocharger light up people's lives. And we have a lot of testimonials, most of them that you won't see published on our website, but people that have had, you know, serious conditions have used and found that the biochargers helped them dramatically in support of their recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the guys like Dave Asprey and Ben Greenfield we were talking about earlier. I mean, these guys are kind of the godfathers of biohacking and stuff. These guys have anything they want, can use it, but they still every single day use it. When Tony travels around the world, he has a travel biocharger that goes everywhere with him. And that's really rewarding to us to know that 5 or 6 years down the road, the people, and to know that there's so many people in the world that are benefiting from the biocharger. Our biggest emphasis now is on helping businesses bring the biocharger to their clients, members, and patients, because we know not everyone can afford one.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, it's just having a compounding effect in a good way.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, and on top of that, isn't just people reporting back that they're feeling better. We're moving the needle on all sorts of things, whether it's their blood work, their biopsy imaging. I mean, they just praise the benefits of the biocharger and, you know, even like mainstream science. So, you know, you think about, for me, 10, 15 years ago, they wouldn't even consider anything like this. But, you know, when they start to see serious needles being moved, they are really curious about what the heck is going on there. And they all say the same thing, whatever you're doing, continue doing what you're doing, because something's going on here. We don't know what it is, but something's going on there.
Right.
That's been something we've seen. I mean, a transformation in the medical industry, you know, conventional Western medicine where, you know, it used to be, you guys are, you know, it's pseudoscience. It's all a bunch of, you know, and they would advise
quackery.
Their patients, you know, don't come close to that. Don't even think about that. Just stick with my program here. And today, I mean, just in the last 2 or 3 years, we now have, you know, oncologists. We've got, you know, a lot of functional medicine doctors that say that thing's helping you, keep using it.
Yeah.
We're watching your markers. You know, we're seeing studies where 100 or 200 people are using a new drug or a new type of chemo or something like that. And then a few of them happen to be using a biocharger and they seem to notice a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you come to the conclusion there, but it's just, it provides that energetic component that we all need and most desperately lack, unfortunately.
Well, one thing you said, the power that creates the body is the same power that heals and regenerates the body. What's interesting is that you're taking all of the things that we traditionally get in nature when we're exposed to nature as we were in previous civilizations, which I look at as a creation of God, of the divine, and you're reappropriating that exact same, I hesitate to even call it technology, exact same healing energy into a technology that we can use in our homes and get all the positive benefits of in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally, that's exactly what you're doing. You're taking the power that creates a body and putting it into a technology to help heal the body, given our modern lifestyles, essentially.
Divine energy.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible.
In the beginning, there was the word made flesh, but the word is vibration, you know?
Yeah.
So at the very beginning, is that's where the source of it all. You know, that's God's energy as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, incredible. On the performance side of things, so that's actually the recipes that I've focused on mostly is the runner's edge and then the calm and focus recipe, if I remember correctly, that's what it's called. And I find that it really does an incredible job centering me and helping me have not the coffee like jittery energy, but just like the very clean, clear energy. Mm-hmm. What are some of the most popular recipes related to just performance in general, whether that's mental performance, physical performance, et cetera?
One for sure is, as I mentioned, the theta wave, because, you know, quality of our sleep is, you know, directly correlated to the quality of our health. So that's a very popular one. People use Adren or adrenal support because, as you know, it's a fight and flight mechanism. And most of us, you know, we break a fingernail now and we kick in our adrenals. So by the time we're 30 years old, they're burnt out. And right. So a lot of people have like back pain or don't even realize, think it's back pain, but it's the adrenals. So adrenal is, you want to talk about getting that extra boost of energy. Do the adrenal support 3 or 4 times, 3 or 4 days in a row consistently and see what happens. People absolutely love nitro. And that is where, you know, you're waking up in the morning, you know, you got a leg workout ahead of you. You do that and it just gives you what you need to go in. And I used to, when we were first evaluating this stuff, I was working out with a guy at his master's degree in exercise science. And I said, look, you've got a big baseline with me, you know, been working out together for like 6 months. I got everything documented. I'm like, let's see if we see a change over the next. And it got to the point there were changes. I mean, I limited out on what I could do pull-ups at 260 pounds. I can't do a hell of a lot of pull-ups, but it's 65 years old. But I noticed an improvement there. But it got to the point where he could look at me walking in the door and knew if I had biocharged.
Wow.
I mean, it just has that kind of effect. Folks that have issues with circulatory, and we all have inflammation. So the inflammation support's a big one. Athletic recovery. You would mention knees and joints. So I love to golf and I'll walk 18 holes and I got to be honest when I'm done.
You're still walking 18 though?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Good for you.
But in 11 years ago, which was part of the test of the biocharger before we said, okay, we're going forward with this. I had one of Jim's prototypes. And I mean, the newest component on that thing was about 90 years old. So it's kind of like, okay, but they said, I have osteoarthritis in my knees. I have no cartilage in either knee. I'm going to need to get knee replacements. And I said, look, there's a little meniscus tear, go fix that. And whenever they go 50% chance that it's ever going to help, it's going to hurt like hell. It's going to take a lot longer to heal. And I was straddling the biocharger. So talk about where the PMF emits from the base. My wife walking, what are you doing?
Were you naked when you were straddling this time?
No, not that time. But straddling that. And I went in and I got the procedure done. And no knee replacements or anything like that. They gave me a friggin' jar of oxycodone that I didn't touch. I had pain, a very little pain when I first, you know, got home. The next day, I went to work. And the following day, it hurt like a bastard. I mean, I pushed myself too far. But I went in 1 week later for the checkup, and they couldn't believe how my mobility, there was no pain. I hadn't used any of the drugs. And in fact, they had to dig the stitches out because I'd grown, you know, I had healed so fast.
Wow.
But going back to, so now fast forward now 12 years, I go out and still walk 18 holes of golf. Now I'll be honest, my knees and my feet hurt like a bastard when I'm done. But instead of taking, you know, any type of aspirin or anything like that, I literally go and run athletic recovery or knee joint and ligament or joint ligament tendon recipes, 15 minutes, straddling the biocharger, and I get up and walk away pain free. I mean, that to me is like, how much is that worth?
Incredible. You know? Yeah, that's so incredible.
But some of the other recipes, one that's really good and you might want to do one night with your wife if you have a babysitter is Nirvana.
Okay.
You know, just talk about syncing up and remembering why you got married in the first place. It just takes all the stress away.
Wow.
So, you know, and the guys that are mental clarity is a big one. You know, we've got them for almost anything you want. Women and women's health is huge. That's where there's so much investment going in now. And menopause is a big part of that. We have three recipes that absolutely help dramatically, and you know, I've just personally witnessed and experienced the benefits of the biocharger when people are going through menopause. And you know, my wife would love me to, you know, not say anything about this, but she was one who was like, biocharger is really cool, but you have it at the office. We don't necessarily need one at our home. She's meanwhile going through menopause. She's got night sweats, headaches, kickboxing, the whole. You know, the only one I felt worse for than her was me. And I'm like, you know, honey, how about just giving it a try? We have, there's a woman, Marion Stewart, who is one of the leading authorities in natural menopause, and she's biocharging, right?
It's incredible.
Like, you gotta do this. So she starts coming into the office, doesn't say anything to me, doesn't even come up and say hello, and ask one of our clients, poor people, you know, hey, what recipe should I do for menopause? Well, like 3 weeks later, we're walking, four couples walking on a Sunday morning, and the women are behind or ahead of the men as always. And I hear my wife saying, she goes, you know, it's been 3 weeks. I haven't had a migraine. I haven't had taken Amitrex. I'm sleeping better. I do all this and I'm not using any. It's that damn biocharger. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, yeah, all right. You know, finally she's like, I've been married long enough that I, you know, I knew not to say anything.
Yeah.
Just like when she was coming in the office. But, you know, like 4 days later, she goes, you know, you're the CEO of the damn company. Why don't we have a biocharger at home? Anyway,
you zip your ears
long story, but yeah, but now it's, we keep it. And as soon as our friends come over, by the way, warning, anyone who gets a biocharger, it's like getting the first, having the only swimming pool in the neighborhood.
It really is. It has that effect. Yeah, I mean, even when I'm on Zoom calls, sometimes there's been times where I've been on my laptop and the biocharger's behind me. People are like, what the hell is that? And of course I have to turn it on at that point.
Yeah.
But then I have to like set the computer away from me when I have the biocharger on. But man, it definitely has that effect. One question I do have related to the positive effects that people are reporting back with the biocharger, and this is something that I'm really big on personally, is the difference between suppressing symptoms and actually helping your body to have the energy that it needs to stimulate healing. And just the difference between those two things is astronomical, especially as I look at the conventional paradigm of health. Overwhelmingly, it's focused on just suppressing symptoms or masking symptoms.
That's the
right
ideal.
And that's the whole thing with the oxys, right? Because I look at, in to some degree, symptoms, as painful as they are, that's like a necessary product of what the body does in order to help bring you back into healing. Now, I fully acknowledge that there are things that can help expedite that healing process and to where it doesn't have to be as painful. So in general, and I know this is kind of a touchy one because it's not a medical device, and we got to be clear on that, but could you speak to the difference between the two and how that relates to the biocharger?
Yeah, I think that, you know, again, going to the root cause.
Yeah.
Usually those signaling that you're talking about, those pain signals that you're feeling are, you know, nerves, you know, something that's going on there that's telling you that. There could be part of it that it is affecting the, you know, the way in which the nerves are firing, you know, because sometimes that pain point could be the spot where it's, you know, not making that connection to continue down. So when you have the neurons going and it's firing, it's telling it to fire the next action potential all the way down, there's going to be a spot maybe where it stops. So there's always going to be that portion of it. But really going back to solving the problem, you know, it's all about making that cell work better.
Right.
And, you know, when everything works fine, I really believe that the body's designed to live a very long time if it's given the proper energy.
And it makes sense too, because again, going back to my knee example, if you're taking the frequency of a healthy knee And that's the frequency that the biocharger is emitting. And then you having, being someone that has knee problems or sitting near that, it's going to, again, take that strong coherent field that the biocharger is representing. The weak incoherent field coming off of your knee is going to be brought into coherence by the biocharger.
Yeah. And I think it does it by multiple ways. One is with the electric field. So it physically starts to change the shape a little bit, you know, just so it does work better.
Yeah.
And then with the radio frequencies and harmonics, that sort of sets the stage for it. So with the electric field, you're trying to, with the field of it, you're changing the shape and form a little bit with it. And then at the same time, you're superimposing those correct frequencies that are on top of that. That sort of gives that memory. So when you do turn it back off, it's going to try to stay more in that state, or at least for a period of time before it reverts back to the other state. So I really think that it is partly solving the problem, but there is the part that it is affecting that signaling, but not like drugs do, where I'm just shutting that pain signal off so I'm numbing the signal, whereas we're actually working with the signal itself.
Yeah, an example, kind of the root cause versus the symptom. We've created new software now with functional codes, and the kind of genesis was that was is an example. The biochar is really effective with different skin conditions. So if kids or somebody has acne, we have an acne recipe that if you do before and after using the biocharger for 3 or 4 days, you'll see a remarkable difference. In 2 weeks, the acne's gone. I mean, scarring, the whole nine yards.
With lasting effects, though?
No.
No, not
you,
lasting.
You start to see it come back.
Ah, okay.
If you don't continue to do it. But if you look at the functional medicine model and look at the functional group and see that the liver is the root cause of a lot of our skin issues.
Makes sense.
So you run liver support along with the acne support, and the symptoms go away, and so does the root cause.
See, that's what I'm getting at. So for those who, okay, what's great about this is there is some instances that I acknowledge that it might be helpful to suppress symptoms. Like if you're dealing with insane amounts of chronic pain, sure. Like I'm not going to tell someone that's dealing with that not to suppress their symptoms, because they may not be able to freaking move and function, and, mm-hmm. and they may have tried some things at this point. But if we can both help minimize minimize the impact of the negative symptoms while also addressing the root, especially because you guys have a catalog of 1400 recipes. So I guarantee anyone out there, I would be shocked if you cannot find a recipe that aligns with your specific needs, because there's 1400 of them. Yeah. Like, how could you not? So
once in a while we're surprised, but rarely.
But then you can develop one.
Yeah. Right. We had one recently. Someone asked us about lactation.
Yeah.
And you know, I never realized before, but that can be really painful and also very unhealthy and could cause infection, et cetera. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know. Let me check it. Sure enough, we did. And a week and a half later, and this is somebody many households would recognize the name of, reached back out to me and said, that is amazing. You know, no infection, better. Everything's working well now.
Incredible.
You know, and it's just, you know, so, and like you said, if there isn't one, you know, we have a methods, and, you know, we've gone to several of these groups that have frequencies and could show what frequencies correlate with any type of living organism whatsoever. And you cross-reference those, and, you know, Jim's a mastermind at you know, using scholarly Google and all that, just to kind of validate stuff across, you know, so we use multiple data points.
Awesome. So for those that are interested in purchasing a biocharger, let's talk about that first. So it is a pretty steep price point, but I will say, for the price point, I think over the course of time, it totally makes sense for those who can't afford it. Now, for those who can't afford to shell out that amount of money, is there financing options available?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's just an 800-pound gorilla in the room. It's about $17,000 for a biocharger. And if you have a small business, we have an amazing partner who really facilitates a way to get a low monthly payment, no payments for 90 days. And you're looking at, you know, $340 or something a month, but no payments or no down payment for 90 days, which gives you a nice little launch pad to kind of, you're in positive cash flow day one. Individuals, we have consumer financing as well. And, you know, to your point, you know, if you have a business, you can use the Section 179. So you also get to accelerate the depreciation. So there's some tax benefits that go along with it. So it becomes even less expensive. And, you know, when most people look at what they spend each month on supplements and where most of that goes, you know, I think I calculated if you went to Starbucks 2 times less a week and had 2 less dinners out a month, you could pay for a biocharger, you know, without any without any negative cash flow.
Incredible. Incredible. And for those who maybe aren't interested in buying one at this point, but just want to try one out, we have a special for those who are listeners or watchers of the Wayforward.
Absolutely. We love our business clients. We have a locator on our website, biocharger.com. Find a location near you. And, if you mention the podcast, then, they'll offer you a complimentary biocharger session.
Incredible. Just show up to any location on their website that has a biocharger and just say the Way Forward with Alex Zek or just Alex Zek. And you'll be able to get a complimentary biocharger session. And I gotta say, I want to reemphasize this point that I've tried a lot of devices, supplements, things like this, and most of them I end up just not using in the long term, with a few exceptions, right? But with the biocharger, the moment that I fired it on, I was like, I know this thing is legit. You feel it. Last question that I have is related to contraindications for the biocharger. So for those who are listening that maybe dealing with some heart issues, is there any contraindications related to that, or like little kids? I know my kids have been using it, and it, I've talked with your team, so I know it's totally fine. But what are the primary contraindications?
Pacemakers and defibrillators, never had any issue with it. We say sit 6 feet away. We've had people unintentionally sit near it. And never had any issues. According to what the guidelines in and around that, they said it was really that first generation that would have been an issue, which would be like 25 years old. They figured out shielding a little bit better. So you always wanted precautions 6 feet away on that. A hard no is anyone who has like a drug delivery system. So for instance, if I'm monitoring my glucose levels and then I determine, you know, I have an automatic system that's dispensing insulin into me, that's a hard no. Never had any issues
with it off.
Yeah.
Got it.
Never had any issues with it, but just concerned about affecting the electronics. And that could be even like chemo, where the automatic delivery systems. Now, if you have a port and you have something you can pull off, that's totally fine.
If it's a metal port, I'd imagine that you don't want to have
that. Yeah,
the
metal port, that's a little bit more of an issue. You could still sit 6 feet back on that one. And okay. You know, people have moved a little bit closer from that. Really depends. You know, we always like to say, listen to your body. Yeah. I mean, that's ideal.
The only discomfort, step away, but never had an issue. Same thing with pregnancy. You know, I think we have to say that, but I can also, you know, the very first biocharger baby is Jim's son, Dakota. And he turned out just fine. And I have to say my first granddaughter who's now 15 months old, her mom biocharged every day and now they biocharge together. So with kids, you just need to make sure they're supervised.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. You need to make sure they're supervised.
They love to watch them focus on, you know, they really enjoy it. Watch how they do their homework, watch how they are able to read, or, you know, kids have a hard time with attention anyway. And attention spans, and now it's shorter than ever, but watch how they are able to actually sit down and think and absorb and, you know, kind of enjoy the quiet.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. And my kids are just so fascinated with it. I'm just trying to get them to sit near the biocharger before they go to sleep. That's my next task. Go.
One other one would be photoconvulsive seizures. So of all seizures, 1 in 325 are what they call photoconvulsive, where flickering lights may induce it. Never had any issues with any of it, but just be cognizant if you are susceptible where flickering lights are going to do it. Some people will put a mask on or turn away from it or something like that.
But, or we can run a recipe that has no flickering.
Got it. Okay, cool. Gentlemen, this has been awesome. And again, I'm just so fascinated with the biocharger, and got to give a shout out to you guys for creating it. It's really, really an incredible device. Incredible, incredible device. And I hope more people can experience it. So if, again, if you're interested, just find on the biocharger.com website. We'll have that in the show notes, where you can find a location near you that has a biocharger to get your free session to experience it for yourself. Don't trust me. Go experience it for yourself. I promise you will like it. It's incredible. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.